USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Illegal crossings at the U.S. southern border are hitting record highs. Customs and Border Protection said it stopped more than a quarter of a million migrants along the Mexican border in December. That's a 7% increase compared to November. Reflects a 40% jump from December of 2021. It's the highest of any month since President Biden took office. The Justice Department is conducting a formal investigation into Abbott Laboratories nearly a year after the baby formula shortage.
According to the Wall Street Journal, investigators are focused on Abbott's production facility in Sturgis, Michigan. The plant was shut down by Abbott last February after formula from that plant was linked to infants becoming sick. That closure set off the nationwide formula shortage. Abbott says they are fully cooperating in the investigation. I'm John Schaefer.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain may be on his way out. The New York Times reports a veteran political consultant's resignation would be the biggest staff shakeup in the Biden administration since he's taken over the White House 2 years ago. A search for his replacement is already reportedly underway. Graceland hosting a public memorial service for Lisa Marie Presley this weekend.
Preparations are underway for Sunday's memorial service at Graceland, where the late Elvis Presley's daughter will be laid to rest beside her father, his parents, and Lisa Marie's son, Ben. Fans tell NBC News they wouldn't miss the moment for anything.
When Elvis died, I was 15 years old, and I remembered the impact of that. When I found out that Lisa Marie passed away, it was like, I need to be there.
We've watched Lisa grow up, and we've seen a lot of Elvis through her.
Fans will be able to view the gravesite following the memorial service. Lisa Marie's official cause of death is still unknown. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Daytona Beach police say they're still negotiating with a woman who barricaded herself in a hospital room after shooting her terminally ill husband earlier today. This is USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown, manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC. A leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, GLUCO, Down.
5 Memphis police officers are being fired after a traffic stop last month resulting in the death of a black man. Police Chief C.J. Davis said an investigation into the incident found the officers violated multiple policies, including use of excessive force. Authorities say Nichols was stopped for reckless driving on January 7th, at which point there was a confrontation with the officers. He was taken to the hospital and died 3 days later. Several states want to ban the social media app TikTok. Texas wants to go a little bit further than that.
Texas wants to ban TikTok from any computer network or server in the entire state university system. A bad idea, says one researcher.
Banning TikTok does not mean propaganda and manipulation are going to go away.
That's Sam Woolley, who leads the Propaganda Research Lab at the University of Texas in Austin. Woolley says a ban wouldn't stop students from watching the Chinese-owned video site anyway. They'd just do it on their own phones using their own data plans. I'm Rich Johnson.
Existing home sales in the U.S. are at a 12-year low. The National Association of Realtors said on Friday that sales of previously owned homes fell 1.5% in December and were down for the 11th straight month. High mortgage rates and tight supply kept many buyers on the sidelines. Graceland is hosting a public memorial service for Lisa Marie Presley this weekend. The service for Elvis Presley's daughter will be held tomorrow morning at the Memphis Mansion. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. 2 chicken burritos, 2 bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.